This is a reading of the document titled Susanna Dickinson Background Essay. It is an individual activity and is part of the Voices, Women in the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity includes a background essay and analysis questions. There are 6 total analysis questions for you to complete. Background Essay. Often referred to as the only survivors of the Battle of the Alamo, Susanna and her daughter Angelina Dickinson's story continues far beyond the Alamo walls. Susanna Wilkerson was a native of Tennessee, and at the age of 17, she and her husband, Almiron Dickinson, moved to Gonzales, Texas, in late February 1831. As new members of Green DeWitt's colony, Almiron was given 1 league of land, equal to 4,428.4 acres, to settle along the San Marcos River. The couple opened a masonry shop and became accustomed to the painstaking work of frontier life. A few years later, on December 14, 1834, the Dickinsons welcomed their only child, Angelina. Because of their homestead location, Almiron was involved in the Battle of Gonzales on October 2, 1835, the first skirmish of the Texas Revolution. Soon after the battle was over, most of the men from the colony joined other Texian volunteers under the command of Stephen F. Austin and left for San Antonio. Susanna, just as many other women in the colony, was left alone with a baby to maintain their home, taking on all of her husband's responsibilities. By December of 1834, she and Angelina joined her husband and the other Texian volunteers in San Antonio. On February 23, 1836, the Dickinson family, along with other women, children, and Texian volunteers, retreated to the Alamo to endure the 13-day siege. After the Battle of the Alamo, on the morning of March 6, 1836, Susanna and Angelina, along with upwards of a dozen other Tejano women, children, and African-American men, were taken by Mexican soldiers into San Antonio to be interviewed by General Santa Anna. Various accounts state that Santa Anna sent each woman away with 2 pesos and a blanket. Many of the survivors returned to their family home in or near San Antonio. However, without her husband, Susanna had no family to return to. In a later interview, Susanna recounted that Santa Anna offered to take Angelina back to Mexico, to which Susanna refused. He then gave her a message to deliver to Sam Houston, warning Texans that the fate of the Alamo defenders would be the fate of anyone who opposed him. She then began her journey to Gonzales, about 75 miles from San Antonio, with 2 escorts from the Mexican cavalry who deserted her just outside of San Antonio. Alone, exhausted, and grieved, Susanna and Angelina made the long trek with few resources. Along the way, she was joined by Joe, Colonel Travis's enslaved servant, who had survived the battle and then escaped eastward. Together, they made their way to General Houston and delivered the message. Houston then ordered a strategic retreat and burned the town of Gonzales to prevent it from falling into Santa Anna's hands. The American colonists in the area abandoned their homes and also began retreating east to escape from Santa Anna in what became known as the Runaway Scrape. Susanna's home in Gonzales was burned, and she had no choice but to escape eastward with the Texas Army, with nothing left of her own except her baby daughter in her arms. Following the Texas Revolution, Susanna moved to the new town of Houston, where she received no financial support from the newly formed Republic of Texas, despite her many requests and pleas. With no means of providing for her daughter, Susanna found herself in and out of abusive marriages until she met and married her 5th and final husband, Joseph William Hanning, who was 20 years her junior. The couple settled in Austin and established a very prominent cabinet/furniture business. It was there where Susanna enjoyed a comfortable lifestyle and the security of a prosperous marriage. The Hannings were married for 26 years until Susanna's death on October 7, 1883. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. As a young bride at the age of 17, what do you think Susanna's initial reaction was to the news of moving to Texas to colonize? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 1. As a young bride at the age of 17, what do you think Susanna's initial reaction was to the news of moving to Texas to colonize? Explain your reasoning. Question 2. What type of hardships might Susanna and other women new to the Texas frontier have faced in their daily lives as colonists? Repeating question 2. What type of hardships might Susanna and other women new to the Texas frontier have faced in their daily lives as colonists? Question 3. How do you think Susanna felt when Almirón left her and their baby alone in Gonzales to go to San Antonio? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 3. How do you think Susanna felt when Almirón left her and their baby alone in Gonzales to go to San Antonio? Explain your reasoning. Question 4. Why do you think Santa Anna gave every woman who survived the Battle of the Alamo 2 pesos and a blanket before he sent them away? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 4. Why do you think Santa Anna gave every woman who survived the Battle of the Alamo 2 pesos and a blanket before he sent them away? Explain your reasoning. Question 5. Out of all of Susanna's accounts in the Texas Revolution mentioned above, which one seems the most frightening? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 5. Out of all of Susanna's accounts in the Texas Revolution mentioned above, which one seems the most frightening? Explain your reasoning. Question 6. In your opinion, why do you think Susanna chose to stay in Texas after the revolution ended? Repeating question 6. In your opinion, why do you think Susanna chose to stay in Texas after the revolution ended? This concludes the activity, Susanna Dickinson, Background Essay.